Anyone remember the rise of Sigma males? While many of you may have forgotten about them, they haven't gone quietly into the night. There's still a very active community of Sigma males that continue to post content reaffirming that they are the best, the top of the food chain. And sometimes I'll occasionally peek my curious little head in there and see what's going on in the Sigma male community. And there's a channel that does a lot of it, and they recently posted a video called Why Sigma Males Are Seriously Dangerous. And it's the same standard shit where it just spouts a bunch of nonsense that's supposed to sound hard. Like, the Sigma male community treats each other like they're all secretly James Bond. Number 5. Why a Sigma male is seriously dangerous? Well, he'll pour a bowl of cereal without ever adding the milk, because the milk is a hindrance to his cold, calculating mind. His slight lactose intolerance isn't a weakness, it's a strength that he uses to get the best of his enemies, and they never see it coming. That kind of stuff. And there's nothing overly interesting about the video itself. I'll just go ahead and play, like, a couple clips real fast. What I want to focus on is actually the comments.
Many people mistake the Sigma male as the shy guy, thinking he knows nothing. Little do they know that this is how he wants it to be perceived. He is not shy, he just doesn't want to be seen. He knows exactly what he's doing and is not one to be underestimated. He is the quiet one who absorbs everything.
It's just 13 minutes of this with footage from a bunch of popular movies, and it sounds like they're either describing a stalker or Batman. And what's really weird to me is it's not really motivational. If I was someone who self-identified as a Sigma, hearing this stuff would make me feel really bad about it, actually.
While the Sigma man may seem like a harmless introvert, he is actually a dangerous opponent you don't want to mess with. He may not have big muscles or a loud voice, but his sharp mind and strategy are his most valuable weapons.
I just don't really get what kind of fantasy world this is trying to appeal to, where everyone is trying to pick on and kill the Sigma male or something. So this is like talking about, well, you don't want to do that. You don't want to poke the sleeping bear that is the Sigma male. They act like Sigma males are being hunted, rounded up in the streets, piles of corpses of Sigma males. Like, I don't know why all of this Sigma male stuff is always about, like, opponents. Like, you don't want to mess with a Sigma male. Very difficult to deal with opponent. And it's all spoken as if it's some kind of nature documentary from the BBC with David Attenborough commentating it.
Some people's unpredictability can really put you on edge, especially when you push them too far. It's like walking on a tightrope with no safety net. It's not just the fact that Sigma men are unpredictable. It's the way they make you feel when you can't anticipate their reactions. This can be seriously risky, especially if you're in a confrontational situation with a Sigma.
I won't bother showing you any more clips from the video itself. I think you get it. It's 13 minutes of this. Here's why the Sigma male is so dangerous and so badass. Sigma male's unpredictability makes him the most fearsome foe imaginable. It's like playing a game of chess against a Sigma, but he can see your moves and you can't see his. But then it turns out the Sigma is actually playing a game of checkers the entire time, and you fell right for his trap. King me, but don't, because the Sigma male doesn't want to be king. He'd rather pull the strings from the shadows like the puppet master he is. It's 13 minutes of that. And for some reason I don't fully understand, this kind of stuff is exactly what the Sigma male community loves to hear and endlessly consume like some junk food. So in the comments section, it's a bunch of people telling each other their Sigma stories as well as giving a TED talk on the beauty of being a Sigma male. It is amazing. So right now, this is one of the top comments. You don't need to fear Sigma males, which immediately to me seems like it should be a red flag if people are afraid of you in general. Like, maybe there's some self-reflection that should be done to not make people feel on edge around you. That would be my perception of it. But again, I think it's kind of just diving into, like, playing this Sigma character. I don't know if people fully believe in it. I think it's just kind of a for fun thing. It's just that if you harass him, be it on the workplace, the neighborhood, verbally or physically, he is likely to knock you down in one way or another and when you least expect it. Normal people will usually interpret him as being a little shy, while aggressive, dominant people will take him for being an easy prey, and they won't even know what hit them. It may take them a considerable amount of time to put the pieces together and figure out what actually happened. Sigma males are not some kind of dangerous James Bond people. They are first and foremost characterized by going their own way, and as a consequence, dominant, aggressive people will seriously underestimate them. This is what I'm talking about, though, where a lot of them seem to be living in this world where they feel as though everyone's out to get them. So then they retreat into these corners where they, like, prop each other up, like, they're underestimating us. And that's their biggest mistake. Sigmas will rise and grind to the very top, and then they'll all rue the day they underestimated us, and they won't even see it coming. Now, if I was to cosplay a psychologist, I have noticed a common thread throughout all of the Sigma content and comments over the years, which is always being misunderstood, being underestimated or neglected by society, and then a lot of what they talk about is getting revenge for that and just kind of taking that power back for themselves. And I'm not just trying to shit on Sigma males, I actually find it somewhat sad because I feel like a lot of it stems from things not going the way they wanted it to while growing up, and now at this point, they've kind of pushed themselves into a bubble where they're surrounded by people that also haven't had the best time. So they've now made it into this Sigma bubble for which that gives them a level of comfort knowing other people there, and they push everyone else away. So just, I don't know, the whole situation with this Sigma shit, like alphas versus Sigmas versus Omega males, like that whole, you know, grand cosmic war, has just been so weird to watch unfold on the internet as more and more people lock themselves away inside. But anyway, let's just read some more Sigma comments, I suppose. I can recall many times in my life that people were very surprised at me. One person said, "I didn't know you had it in you." I think it meant had it in you. At another time, someone said, "How did you do that? He is much bigger than you." I wrote some poems one time and recited them in front of a large group of people that knew me well. No one expected that of me. Not the most specific description of Sigma male activities here, but it makes me curious for more knowledge on that. What is the "how did you do that? He's much bigger than you"? Is it referring to a fight? How did you do that? You crushed him with your telekinetic mind abilities. That's incredible. He's so much bigger than you. How'd you do it? And then I remember another time when Uncle Ben pulled me aside in a car ride and said, "Sigma, with great power comes great responsibility." And I've lived my life that whole way. So then I read poems to people. Like, it's very clear in a lot of these comments, the people behind the keyboard are very young. And I feel like if you get lost in this, like, Sigma versus Alpha versus Omega kind of shit, you are immediately setting yourself up to go down a path that's not going to lead to the best outcomes that you'd probably want. Sigmas are like snipers lying in wait, sometimes waiting for years, patiently waiting for the right moment to gently squeeze the trigger. The target never knew what hit them, and even better, never knew who fired the shot. And then someone replied to that comment with this, and it seems like they're fighting amongst themselves in this. So this is a Sigma versus Sigma, so stand the fuck back. This is up there with like Godzilla versus King Ghidorah, like the kaijus are throwing down. "And I am not moved at all. You sound as though no one can read and get the jump before you get the jump on them. Being unreadable is readable in this game. Like the image of the guy in the still shot before the video, that's readable to me. Unless you have a divine nature, you will give an indication somewhere." And then someone else replied to that, "You would have to basically be a mind reader, and even then, you are likely still two steps behind." I feel like they just watched a really cheesy 80s action movie, heard a line similar to this, and decided to drop it in response to the sniper line. Like, what? I don't even understand what that's supposed to mean. Being unreadable is readable in this game. What game? What game is being played right now? What is going on? It's just this really desperate desire to be, like, a secret badass, or be, like, super special. And I think an important lesson that extends well beyond just Sigmas exclusively is to accept that there's nothing wrong with just being normal. Like, you don't need to have some kind of quirky, special personality trait that defines you. You can just be normal and enjoy life that way. It just seems like the internet's corrupted everyone's brain into believing that being average is boring and a bad way of living, when I just totally disagree. I don't know how many times that I've been accused of being unassuming. It almost gets boring. I immediately have to interject. Who's accusing you of being unassuming? I've never met anyone in the world that would come up to a stranger and be like, "Hey, geez, you're like really unassuming, you know that, bud?" Like, I just can't imagine that being common. But anyway, however, a lot is true. Sigmas hit you like a cobra and are very strategic in their thinking. We are considered to be weak when we avoid confrontation, But when we can, we do not let go and hit back when the moment is right. The effects are devastating. The opponents do not know what has hit them. At work, I have colleagues who think they have the upper hand. But no, it is me manipulating them. They still think they are winning. Once again, just another example of how all of this is putting you against everyone else, making everything a you versus them mentality, which I think is the most unhealthy way of living life. Constantly being in this imaginary, invisible competition with all of the strangers around you is a recipe for just making yourself miserable. Sigma males know what will happen sometimes years in advance, when no one else has any clue, not because they're psychic, but because their different perspective allows them to see things that are obvious, but which are usually hidden in everyone else's blind spot. Alphas march uninformed into battle. They declare a war and fight until the conflict is resolved by military means. Sigmas hide in plain sight. They observe everything that is going on and plan 10 steps ahead with extreme precision. They are a one-man army. But they rarely have to fire a single shot, because they know exactly when to strike and how to avoid getting caught. Sigmas are the saboteurs. They break the enemy by silently creating circumstances that make his life hell, and makes his victory impossible to attain. What in tarnation? Listen, many do not even see their part in the cause of why the Sigma is what they are, but others just become a crybaby and about nothing, which is so disturbing and so shallow, and then they project their inner mess on the Sigma, and I have had so many cases that that mechanism was projected and falsely assumed and wrong conclusions are being made that it is healthy and perfectly normal that they will get hit because they ask for it. If someone keeps kicking your legs, for instance, it is normal that at some point you will get a huge shitload of a predictable kickback, and they even dare to feel surprised that kicking someone continuously leads to retribution, especially when you set boundaries in clear and decent manner. Is anyone understanding this huge blind spot of some that are deliberately attacking Sigmas? Because I would like to learn why many people would behave like that. I think that says all that needs to be said. I don't know what was said there. But it was words, for sure. I don't know who's attacking Sigmas. Maybe, like, making jokes occasionally. But, like, a lot of what they describe feels like they're about to commit an act of violence or something in the comment section. Like, some of it feels genuinely a bit unhinged. Anyway, though, again, there is nothing wrong with being quiet or anything like that. You don't need to be, like, lashing out for that or trying to find reasons for why you might be quiet. Well, it's actually because I'm a secret badass who's always cold and calculating, planning my next move to overthrow the Alphas. It doesn't need to get into fanfic. There's nothing wrong with just being average and normal. There's nothing wrong with it. There really isn't. Just calm down. There's not this big war with alphas against omegas versus betas versus sigmas and all of this. It's just not that deep. But, you know, I just wanted to talk about this a little bit because I've been back on that sigma rabbit hole and it's getting weirder than it was like a year or two ago. So that's really about it. See ya.